Missourinet News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. The driver who found the body of the one person who died in Tuesday night's tornado in southeast Missouri said the scene looked like a war zone. KMOV reporting Fred Carrico was driving through Perryville when he got caught in the storm on Interstate 55, saying later it looked like Vietnam. A Jasper County Sheriff's deputy shot yesterday while trying to serve a warrant at the Joplin Econolodge. Deputy Nolan Murray was recovering after being shot at a Joplin hospital in the intensive care unit. Joplin SWAT team was called in to capture the suspect, and a standoff ensued for about 2.5 hours. After police fired gas into the room, male suspect came out. Joplin Police Captain Rusty Rive says police broke down the door a short time later.
After making that entry, they found no one else inside. So we know at this point we have the one person in custody.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital. Name has not been released. One of Missouri's congressional members is condemning the nation's education secretary for a remark about black colleges and universities. Lisa Nelson reports.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is facing a backlash from her comment that historically black colleges and universities are real pioneers when it comes to school choice. Senator McCaskill says she's appalled by the statement.
Shame on Secretary DeVos. Shame on her for not understanding history, for trying to shoehorn the racist history in our country into her talking points about school choice. That's wrong.
DeVos later said historically black schools remain at the forefront of opening doors that had previously been closed to many students. Alisa Nelson, Missourinet.
Three finalists announced to replace the late state Supreme Court Judge Richard Tidelman. Lisa Hardwick is a judge on the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District in Kansas City. Benjamin Lippin, a 51-year-old attorney in St. Louis. And Brent Powell, a circuit court judge in Jackson County. A disaster relief program has been activated for Perry County farmers and businesses impacted by this week's deadly tornado. Brian Howsworth reports.
State Treasurer Eric Schmidt tells Missourinet the Harmed Area Emergency Loan Priority System, or HELP, authorizes 24-hour approval of low-interest loans for farming operations and other businesses damaged by the storm.
And we wanted to make sure we were as active as possible, as early as possible, making people aware in the affected area of the Harmed Area Emergency Loan Priority System, or HELP, initiative.
HELP is administered through the Missouri Link Deposit Program. Schmidt says that by streamlining the approval process, this program will help affected farmers and small businesses return their operations to fully functional status as quickly as possible. The National Weather Service Paducah office will continue their work in Perryville today. Brian Helsworth, Missourinet.
Kansas City police investigating after one person was shot, another stabbed. When officers arrived on the scene, they found two injured men on the sidewalk in front of a city bus. Jason Taylor, Missourinet.